Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in now approaching mid-February. This will be aired on the 12th, I believe Wednesday the 12th, headed toward Valentine's Day.
Hopefully which everybody is always, has some fun plans.
Yeah, some good reminder of, just the joy of sweetness of marriage or if you're single dating and or just being with friends. And, relationships are really important to God. And he does want us to rejoice at these relationships and to honor these relationships so that, like Valentine's Day is a great time to honor somebody and just remind them that, hey, I really love you and I really care about you and I'm thrilled to be walking with you. If you're walking with, the one thing about walking with God, particularly in your marriage relationships and your dating relationships, is that it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Because Christ's nature is now in both of you and you're following him and you're letting him resolve all your issues, which we're in the middle of talking about God's will, and you're seeing God at work and you get excited. And when you start to honor each other in that process, which we'll keep talking about that, for Linda and I, it's not that, well, I know the answer and I want Linda to follow my answer. It's that, hey, we neither one of us know the answer, but we know somebody who does, God. And guess what? God's will is best and none better because he knows what's around the corner. Why would we not? And as we do, he does supernatural things that we get to rejoice at and be reminded of. Well, this is pretty cool. So why don't we just do this, and then we do it together so that if Linda has a difference of opinion or a different thought or is not sure, I don't need to be upset about that or frustrated by that. And I don't try to persuade her. Rather, okay, let's just keep walking together and, keep talking to me and I'll talk to you. Why? Because we'll get the answer. Yeah. And by the way, God says, when you get the answer there, I command blessing. Say, well, let's do that. So your marriage, if you're walking with God, you should be saying literally it's getting better and better and better because we're enjoying each other more and more and more. And by the way, it doesn't mean that your life is absent of trouble.
Right.
A lot of times it actually gets heavier because of it, but you have somebody you're walking with through that trouble into the solution and you get to do it together. And then your inner circle gets to be part of that as well. So relationship is important. So, a time like Valentine's Day is to honor that relationship.
Yes.
And just stop for a second and just, kind of recognize that how blessed am I that you and I get to walk together, which is how I feel about Linda. I know you feel that way about Dan.
Absolutely.
And Dan feels that way about you. It's a real privilege. And that's one of the beauties of our ministry, by the way, is that left alone, people's selfishness tends to take over. And the best of believers winds up in contention and difficulty and arduous and seems like, well, marriage is just hard. And God says, well, if you walk with me, which is what happens when people come to our retreats and take our courses, they start to realize this is really enjoyable. And they get resolution and their connection as a couple gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. They are just so thrilled that they discovered how to do that. And God says, why? Yeah, because that is my absolute will for every couple is to enjoy each other. And you can be assured of that. Even the ones that are in deep trouble right now, and we've seen it over and over and over again. God says, well, that's okay. How about now? I know you feel like you don't love each other. I know you feel like this is hard. I know you feel like you're sick of the arguing and the contention. He says, if you just walk with me now, I'll bring you to the place where it's sweet. And I say that to couples, I guarantee you that's true. Now there is a condition, seek the kingdom and seek as well,
right?
Which is what we're talking about. That's why it's so important, for us to process. The last time we talked about the process of Luke, where he says, ask, seek, and knock. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the asking for his will. You're seeking truth. You're seeking steps. You're seeking information. Now what? And the knocking is when there's specific opportunities to say, is this going to be the fulfillment of it? And God will show you that, and he can open or close the door. Let's go back there and pick that up and talk a little bit further about that. So go to Luke. Sure. Remember, he said, ask that my kingdom come and thy will be done. He said, if you persist in seeking my will, I will give you my will. Stay with me and persist in it. Okay, and then it says, ask, seek, knock. So go ahead, read verses 9 to 13. Luke 11.
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Yeah. So he says in the ask, seek, and knock process, and then he tells the if you're asking, if you're seeking for something, he says, with your children, do you bait and switch them?
Right. Absolutely not. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to bait and switch you. And he says, he calls us evil. And what it really means there is that you who operate in the natural, mm-hmm. he's trying to set it up. Even the unbeliever generally doesn't bait and switch their children.
Right.
So he said, that's kind of a natural reaction. Mm-hmm. He says, so I'm righteous and holy and capable. So don't ever think I'm going to bait and switch you.
Right.
Now, that's interesting. That a lot of people believe he does. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I purposely mislead you so that you can't really trust what you're receiving. Mm-hmm. And you got to guess at it. And I hope you guess right, because I'm not really giving you what you asked for, which is I need information. I need to know mm-hmm. what next step to take. He said, well, me, who's not evil, who's righteous. He said, actually, what I'll give you is verse 13. Go ahead and read verse 13. He said, this is what I'm going to give you.
If you then, being evil, even know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Okay. He summarizes that all in one statement. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not going to bait and switch you. Actually, what I'm going to give you is what? The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Okay. Now, What is he saying there? Why didn't he just say, well, your heavenly Father will make sure you get the right thing? He says, actually, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Okay, what does that mean?
That's a beautiful thing. The Holy Spirit's job is to guide us into all truth.
Yes.
And 24/7, we have full access to the Holy Spirit
for him
to guide and lead us.
Yeah, so he says, think about what I just said. The Holy Spirit, and this is out of Romans 8:26-28. The Holy Spirit knows God's will, mm-hmm. the Father's will for you. He's resident within you. His job is to get you to receive and understand my will mm-hmm. by guiding you into truth, telling you of things to come, and declaring the steps that I need you to take. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm never going to bait and switch you. It's always going to be right on, spot on. And what you're learning is true. Don't second guess the truth. And if you believe that, what you can do then is you're building those steps based on the truth that you're receiving. Mm-hmm. And you're not trying to change the truth. So like for example, dealing with people that are having conflict with their family members, particularly parents, they start to see, well, my mom isn't going to change. Mm-hmm. And she's going to keep whacking me all the time. So interesting enough, it's the prayer goes to God, change my mom. And God says, well, I'll invite your mom.
Right.
But I don't think she's going to change. She's not receiving the truth. She's going to stay the same way. So instead of you telling me that you want me to change your mom, why don't you go the other direction and say, well, what do you want me to do now? Mm-hmm. Why, based on the truth, and I just showed you the truth, which I'm not baiting and switching you on that truth.
Right.
Is receive it. And now what? And now what? Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll give you an example, dealing with a CEO that had gotten terminated from his board, and he was looking for a new position. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that he did wrong. It was the right time. And it was good for him. He was young. He was in his 40s. I had young kids. And well, I got to look for a new job. I said, okay, now what's your question? And he's starting to, you know, because I'm using mm-hmm. Luke.
Yeah.
Here's read Luke. What's your question? What is your will for me? Okay, good.
Good. Okay, good start.
Now, number two, you're supposed to seek it. Seek what? Seek truth and let God guide you into truth. Because I said, now think about this. Here you are today, and you said, God, what is your will? Mm-hmm. In other words, what position, company am I supposed to be with? Mm-hmm. I said, now think about this. God already knows that answer.
Yes.
There's an answer, a specific answer. And by the way, it's to bless you. And it's not just financial. It's going to be everything about it is you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy your family. There's a lot of dynamics to this. And God said, I know the answer. My job, God speaking, is to get you to that place.
Right.
Your role is to ask, seek, and knock. Mm-hmm. Okay. I said, so the first thing you do is you and your wife write down everything that's important to you right now. What do you know to be true? Mm-hmm. And they do, and they talk about, well, we have two little kids. Because of that, I want to be around them. So I can, my wife and I looked at it and said I could travel two nights a week every other week. So I could be gone 3 days, but two nights a week every other week so that I can be home during the week and on weekends with my family. And here's the kind of work. And he was looking at consulting versus being a CEO of an operating company. Mm-hmm. And we processed that through and said, okay, write about what you like, what you don't like. And as he did that, he started to recognize, you know what? I'm not going to be happy as a consultant, partly is because I'll have to travel too much anyway. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I really like that work. What I really like to do is lead a company. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So what have you learned to be true? Travel, no more than two nights a week. I want to operate and I got to be in a company that's stable, you know, and all this stuff. Okay. So he writes it all down. And I said, does your wife agree to that? Yes. And she's weighed in. So they have a list. Mm-hmm. What they've been doing is seeking truth about their situation. Mm-hmm. And they're writing it down and processing. And they start to realize, is God confirming that truth? And they said, yes. Because I keep asking them, do you believe it? And is God confirming that? Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 Okay.
Because he could still be refining that, right? So that's why he's saying, is God confirming that? He can be still refining it a bit.
He's still refining it. But I want them to know that what they now know as true mm-hmm. is true. And when I keep saying to them, as I said, now remember, God's not going to bait and switch you. Mm-hmm. So he's building a series of truth because the answer is coming from that truth. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be different than that truth. And I keep saying that to him because I know how it's going to go. And it did go this way. So, okay. So he's out now. I said, okay, now what kind of companies would you, you know, like to look at and what kind of positions? So he does. He writes those down. I said, okay, let's go seek some of those. And he does. And one of them interviews him, likes him. And they said, hey, we'd like to make you an offer. And they do. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, what is it? He said, well, it's a beautiful company, twice as much money as I've ever made in my life, but it's travel every week, 4 to 5 days and 4 to 5 nights every week.
Oof.
I said, okay, what's your reaction to that? Well, I need a job. Mm-hmm. Everything about it is really good except mm-hmm. the travel part of it. So maybe God is giving me this as his answer, and I'm going to make this money and look at all I can do for the kingdom and all that stuff. And I said, wait a second. I said, wait a minute. What did you decide is true? Mm-hmm. Two nights a week, every other week. Now I said, why did you decide that? Well, because we want to be around my little kids. Mm-hmm. I said, so you're telling me that God is saying yes to this and violating everything you know to be true? He's not going to bait and switch you. Mm. I said, this is something you don't even have to pray about, quite frankly. The answer is no, because why? It doesn't fit what he's already shown you as true,
right.
And he's not going to bait and switch you. Yeah, but I said, I know, you know, the money's attractive and I know all that. You need a job. And I said, okay. I said, but I'm telling you, you and your wife. I said, by the way, is your wife in unity with this? No. Okay. Go process it and see if you're willing to realize that this is not God's answer mm-hmm. to what he's already shown you, because he's not going to bait and switch you. So they do, and they process. He comes back and says, yeah, you're right. You're right. Because this piece of my life, I don't want to miss out on this piece of my life mm-hmm. for the sake of money. Why would I do that? No, the answer is no. Okay, good. Keep going. I said, this is a test of faith and God will deliver what he says. So he does. And he says, no. So 3 weeks later, gets another company, interviews him and gets an offer. And he calls me up and says, hey, I got this offer from this company. I said, well, what is it? Great company. Twice as much money as I've ever made in my life. Mm-hmm. travel 2 nights a week, every other week.
Excellent.
There you go. Now you and your wife process it. Now he's at the, remember, he's been seeking truth. God hasn't bait and switched him. The Holy Spirit is guiding him into that truth. I said, now you're at the knocking stage. What? Translate all that into an employment agreement and verify, and specifically that the travel isn't going to change as time goes on. And because if they're baiting and switching, you got to know that. And so your knocking is, does it all come together exactly as they've said? I said, if it does, God is saying yes. If it doesn't, God's closing the door even on that one, and he'll show you the next one. Don't worry.
Okay. Right.
So they do. They go to the contract. He puts it all in there, and they say, yep, we're going to honor what we said. And they put it in writing, and he took the position and has done fabulously with it. And God said, do you understand? I have a grand will for you. It's based upon ask, seek, and knock, piece by piece by piece, truth by truth by truth. The Holy Spirit's guiding you. I'm not going to bait and switch you. Stand on what you know to be true, because my will comes from that. And don't second guess it, and don't compromise it. And the beauty, and that's where I've seen it over and over and over again, people stop too short and compromise. And what I say, accept mediocrity. And God said, another few weeks and you would have had the grand.
I literally just a couple of weeks ago had a conversation with a friend whose husband is in a field that is always in turmoil. So this has been a continual thing for years, dealing with worries of layoffs and everything else in the tech industry. But they had really done this whole process, and really his company had laid him off again. And they went through this whole process, and God was providing him contracts in the meantime. Actually, oddly enough, his company laid him off as an employee and then hired him back as a consultant because they didn't have enough workers to do the work that needed to be done, but didn't hire him as an employee, as a consultant, but provision nonetheless from God in the meantime. And as he was seeking through this, they really did a good job of praying through and asking God for his things. And so now they've got this filter. And then as different job opportunities have come and they haven't met that, they felt pretty good about staying to that. And then as time went on, though, they got more and more weary about, well, did we hear it right? In the last conversation I had with her, and so we had to, our whole small group was very frank with her. It was like, do you hear what you're saying? You know, this isn't the direction you want to go. But her comment, and understandably so, was, we're just so tired of it. We'd rather just go ahead and take whatever is offered to us now.
Right.
You know, and that is where the weariness sometimes will set in, questioning, well, did I really hear? And I don't see it coming yet. And I'm tired of waiting. And so that there is that, you know, I don't know if you want to speak to that at all, a little encouragement on how to push through that.
Yeah. Actually, go over to Hebrews chapter 10 and read verses, I think it's 35 through 11:3. Hebrews 10.
35 through 11:3 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Yeah. He says, don't throw away your confidence, your boldness, your access, because he describes that you have the opportunity to be with me and I'll show you my will. And he says, be willing to stay with it. Mm-hmm. Endurance. He uses the word endurance.
Right.
And that's what you're talking about. Yes. Is that, you know, I just want to get this resolved. Mm-hmm. Now we're kind of built that way, by the way.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got an issue. I want to get it resolved. And I'd like
and
to get it done as fast.
There are pressures that we feel in the midst of it, right?
And I want to get it done as fast as possible. And you feel good when it's resolved. And that's true. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I want to get it resolved. and let's go. Mm-hmm. And particularly since I'm used to resolving it myself, even though it didn't turn out too good, at least I got it resolved, you know. And God says, well, have endurance mm-hmm. through the process. He says, because he makes this interesting statement, after you have done my will, you'll receive the promise. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, well, wait a minute. I thought your will was the promise. Mm. He's saying, no. He says, what I'm talking about is the will of my step, the will of my instruction to you. After you did my instruction mm-hmm. and you got to the right place, you will receive the promise. And he says, the just lives by faith, and I have no pleasure if you don't. Mm. Why? It's all a question of, do you trust me?
Right.
And I know more than you. And see, I'm doing all these things at once, and I'm doing it in a certain timing that is important, even though you don't understand it, and it's frustrating to you. So stay with me in faith. What I've told you, both the promise and the steps, mm-hmm. because he said, faith is the assurance of things not seen. So in other words, you haven't seen the answer yet,
right?
But you heard what I said. Stay with it. And why? Well, because the world was created by me speaking it. Mm-hmm. What I say trumps the circumstances. I am like that lady you're talking about, the husband. Look, I'm leading you to the best. Mm-hmm. You can trust it. Don't give up. Don't short circuit it. And it is a very frustrating place to be.
Right.
Because you start second guessing everything. Mm-hmm. Did I miss something? Should I have done something else? Did I have a decision that I didn't make? And see, the neat thing about God is saying, look, actually, none of that matters. Even if you did, okay, doesn't matter. How about now? Mm-hmm. If you have a heart to go and build it on the truth, I'm not baiting and switching you. After you take my step, you'll start to see my will be played out. Trust me, trust me, trust me. And what she's doing, by the way, is healthy, is she's bringing her inner circle around mm-hmm. into the process. You need that confidence. You need right. that encouragement. Doing it alone, you'll tend to just accept mediocrity.
Right.
And just say, I just had it, you know, and no, stay with it, stay with it. And I play a big role in this for people, and they play it for me. Nope, you're not there yet. Nope, right. You're not there yet. Don't accept mediocrity. If you wait a little bit longer, and then the neat thing is, it's not like, well, Rich, you were way off.
Right.
The answer was awful. Mm-hmm. If they say no, stay with it, 100% of the time, they get the beautiful answer, and it's like, hallelujah. Thank you for helping me, mm-hmm. Have endurance stay with it. So yeah, it's very important. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are telling us that you will resolve our issues, that you're not going to bait and switch us. It's all going to be based on the truth of our ask, seek, and knock. And we can trust it, even when it seems like it's not coming together. And mm-hmm. shouldn't we just accept this? May our inner circle and our spouses help us to recognize, is this your answer? And when it isn't your answer, to stay with it longer, knowing that your answer is going to be best and none better. And this is what you're trying to demonstrate to the world, that if we walk by faith and we walk with you into truth, we will see the spectacular and how beautiful it'll be to others to be encouraged by that. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. And thank you to our listeners for joining us today. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.